As an adjunct professor who teaches writing to undergraduates, commentator Heather Dune McAdam has plenty of experience with college freshmen. It's not always a good experience.
It seems that the internet has sucked my students into perpetual cyberspace. They are no longer conscious of librarians, research techniques, or actual databases, and I believe that some of them have forgotten how to actually open a book. My students' crowning grade of the freshman semester is a research paper that uses a topical, stirring argument that persuades the reader, me, to agree with them, even if it's against my better judgment. One student argued for 7 pages that pornography should be legal. Pornography is legal, I wrote back. You need to find a better argument. His next draft was about how pornography should be legal. Then there was the student who based his entire thesis on just one website and came up with this stunning fact. 1 million women die of abortion every year in the United States. Did you find any unbiased medical reports to validate this grossly inaccurate claim, I asked?
Well, I just thought it was true.
And I'm so tired of hunting down plagiarizers that I now use the online plagiarism police website, Turnitin.com. Turnitin winnows through student material and nabs every suspect sentence and phrase. One of my almost above-average B-plus students couldn't send his paper into Turnitin.com, though, because he had typed it by hand. Yeah, right. By the first page, I knew he had not written it. By the third page, I stopped reading. The next morning, I waited to pounce on my unsuspecting prey until class was over. "Did you read my paper?" he asked proudly. "Oh, I read it. But it's not your paper." "What do you mean? I wrote every sentence of that paper." "Oh, really? You wrote this sentence?" I showed him the carefully highlighted and fluorescent yellow grammatically correct sentence that read, "This paper was written by thepapersource.com. You paid $29.99 for it." "I would never pay $30 for a paper," he cried. Now that is a bad argument. "I'm going to kill Todd. He told me he wrote it," my student said. "And that would still be plagiarism," I pointed out the oh-so-obvious once again. "He said it was a sure B." I handed his paper back to him with a large red F on it. This marginally intelligent student continued to justify his actions. And while I was frustrated by my pro-pornography and anti-abortion students, at least they owned their mistakes. Both of them rewrote papers based on actual facts and arguments. While my plagiarizer, even after being granted a second chance, plagiarized on his next paper as well. You see, I think he had forgotten how to open his textbook. You can't click the pages. You have to manually turn them and read. And if he had just done that, he might have learned how to avoid plagiarism instead of failing my class.
Heather Dune McAdam lives in Hampton Bays, New York.